We should put this on our Facebook page. What was your odd college essay topic? Like college application essay topic.
Okay.
Or so, call 790-792-6278. This woman is 18, obviously. She wrote her application essay about what she loves to do, which is order pizza from Papa John's.
Ooh, very specific.
Accepting those warm cardboard boxes at my front door is second nature to me. But I will always love ordering pizza because of the way 8 slices of something so ordinary are able to evoke feelings of independence, consolation, and joy.
Wow.
And then the admissions officer responded, as a fellow lover of pizza, I laughed out loud, then ordered pizza after reading your application. And she got in.
Wow.
To Yale.
On pizza.
On a Papa John's pizza essay. Now, obviously, it was very well written.
Right.
You know,
and she probably had some other qualifications.
But yeah, anyone listening have an odd topic for your college application essay? 79 Coast. You know, mine was about a clown.
Right.
About my traumatic experience
exactly.
with a clown.
Which you embellish,
well,
right?
And yeah, there's the real version and there's the college application version.
What was the embellishment
well,
part again?
Yeah, it was. I talked about, you know, it's kind of like how ordering pizza, she turns into like this independence thing.
Right.
On the college application, so there was a clown named Balloony. It was his real name.
Right.
I wonder if he's still around. So he was a clown and performed at birthday parties, but he had a red painted nose, which is why I liked him, because I was afraid of clowns with the big red bulbous
right.
nose
so
for whatever reason.
Right.
So Balloony was cool because he just had a little red painted nose. So anyway, so I saw him at a friend's birthday, and then my parents hired him, and I was 5 years old. And Balloony got sick and sent his colleague, Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm.
These are their real names.
Right.
The names have not been changed to protect the guilty.
Right.
So Hocus Pocus comes waddling down the street in his big clown shoes.
Right.
Right.
Right. And
I look outside and, oh no!
He's got
big nose! So I go running up to my room, right? And with like a few other friends of mine who I guess had the same odd fear.
Right. Right.
And then Balloon and Hocus Pocus got there, and he had all his like little clown magic tricks and all that. And eventually my dad came up and was like, give him a chance. It's okay. He's not scary. He's very nice. He's a friend of Balloony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't worry. Right. Hocus is a friend of Balloony.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, okay. So I watched the show and then I liked it. And then I ended up doing magic, and then it brought me out of my shell. Which gave me the confidence to get into performing, which is what I wanted to strive to continue to do thanks to the incredible programs at Emerson College. The real version
right.
was my dad said, okay, Hocus, take the freaking nose off.
Right. You're scaring the kids.
We paid $80 for this.
Right.
And the kids got to see the show.
Right.
So Hocus Pocus did the show without his nose, and I came down and watched, and that was that.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a little tweaking.
So it was a little bit more embellished, you know?
Right, which you're supposed to do, right?
Right, well, you know.
If the story's not great, make it better.
Right, right,
although
exactly.
I think it's kind of a cute story anyway. But,
right.
Yeah.
What an odd fear I had. I was afraid of clowns with big noses, but
right.
the red.
Not the big shoes, nothing, no. nothing.
And the makeup and everything was
right.
fine.
Right,
you know? I don't know. It's
the
weird. It's like I prefer a drag queen clown, not some
yeah.
circus clown. You know? Oh, that big nose makes them look ridiculous.
Exactly.
I want a realistic
right.
looking clown.
Right.
I don't know. So what was yours?
So my son wrote a story. Just the pizza reminded me of it. My son wrote a story about the ice cream truck, and his essay was about the ice cream truck and the excitement of, you know, when you hear the sound of the
right.
ice cream truck coming. The excitement building and building, and then, you know, grabbing my brother and running to get the change jar and
huh.
running out to the, you know, just the excitement of the whole thing, and related it to college and how, you know, the excitement once he started to think about going to college and, you know, preparing for that, and then the excitement just building and building. And then he wrapped up the essay with something like, you know, but this time I'm going to need a bigger change jar.
That's what I was thinking. Right?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure they love that he compared his degree to some soft serve.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh, it's just like getting up and going to college in the morning. That's
but
great.
He got in, and he just finished his freshman year. So
good for him.
Oh, yay, congrats.
Good for him. What's his name?
His name is Zach. He's
all right, Zach. Good job, Zach. All right, thanks
thank
for calling.
You. Okay.
Bye-bye. That's funny. Yeah, we used to have the ice cream guy who would park outside our high school, and he had this adorable dog. And everyone would go and hang with the dog and everything.
And buy the ice cream.
And buy the ice cream, yeah. And I'd always get a screwball. So, which is, it's like a, it's like a
I'm glad
cone shape.
Right.
I know, no, it's an ice cream, but it's like a,
okay.
It's almost like a sherbet kind of icy ice cream thing. And it's like in the shape of like a cone.
Right.
Or like a triangle kind of cone,
right.
You know,
oh,
and then had a gumball on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was cool. That was your
almost
like Italian ice with a
exactly, yeah. Exactly. And you kind of squeeze it and push it up, but yeah.
Ooh,
but
you could get a two-ball screwball, too.
A
two balls.
Oh, sometimes they'd have two balls.
Yeah, two-ball screwball.
Yeah. Oh. That was also my nickname in college, oddly enough.
Two-ball screwball.
Oddly enough. Yes, Eva, thank you for hammering that one home. It's Coast 93.1. Good morning.